So I thought it would be fun to do the Sour Candy Questionnaire, which is the weekly challenge this week on Audio Candy. Okay, so I'm not sure if I'm going to actually answer all of these questions, because some of them are going to be really freaking boring. Okay, when was the last time you hurt someone? A little while ago, I'm going to say. I was kind of poking fun at someone, and it turned out to be one of their really soft spots, so that was kind of a shitty experience. I hate doing that, because I know how bad that feels. I apologized, and I think they accepted it. They did, but that's just me wondering if they really meant it, or they just said yes to, like, placate me. Okay. What's the longest grudge you've ever held? I actually still have one right now. It's going on about 6-7 years right now. I don't actively think about it, but I still have it. And I'm still like, fuck you. Fuck you guys. Very, very deeply. I still really hate those people. Name one moment you were deeply touched by someone. I'm gonna say a little while ago. I have one friend that I'm very close to that writes a lot of really good stories, and I tend to be their co-editor type person, and I was making a joke that, oh my gosh, you know what, I should be like the weird babysitter for this story, because I feel like I've put so much into it too, and all these comments and like reviews and stuff you get on it just make me so happy, and they're like, nah man, you're not even, you're like the godmother. And I was just really touched that they you know, thought that just me being there and putting that much into their stories meant that I was just that much a part of it. That, and they're really cool and I really like them, and then they're kind of sort of my best online friend. And because, like, they put all of their heart and soul pretty much into their writing, and it's so good, and it's a huge part of their life, and for them to say that I was that person made me feel like I'm also a huge part of their life, and just, it just made me really, really happy that they saw me as being that important to them. yeah. Okay. What's your first emotional memory? I'm gonna say, like, grade 2. Around the end of the year, we had a transfer student. She was this really cute Middle Eastern girl, and I called her Hershey. Because her skin was like chocolate, super pretty. And I was given the job of showing her around the school and like just being like her buddy for the first week or two while she got adjusted, because she was really, really shy. And I was really happy about this because I had never really made friends in school. I was really lonely and I had to miss a lot of school because I just got diagnosed with an illness. So that was fun. So I never really had the chance to click and make friends. And so I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna have a friend. And we're gonna show them around school and we're gonna be besties and we're gonna share lunch and snacks and it's gonna be great. And then some other tit started showing her around school. That bitch. So I got into a catfight and yelled, and I think I got in trouble. But anyway, Hershey was my best friend for about 8 years. So it all worked out. Okay, so you're on a plane falling from the sky. What's the last thing you think or do? Well, to be completely honest, the last thing I think is, oh, hey, the ground's coming up pretty close, splat. Is that morbid? Morbid? What's a part of your past identity that you've abandoned or changed on purpose? It's I don't know if this happened naturally or if it because I was trying to make it happen, but I've always really idealized the manic pixie girl stereotype or the really, really happy-go-lucky kind of girl. And I've always tried to absorb that into my personality. It gives me a lot of weird issues just kind of thinking about it, so I try not to. Like, is this really me? Is this someone I'm acting to be? Blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, that's something that I've always tried to encourage in myself. I don't like to think about it too much. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. What's an ambition you've given up on achieving? That could be like any of them, but there's so many. So many. I honestly don't know which one to pick. I really don't. The only one I really think I want to share is, or that I even feel comfortable sharing, is that I'm never gonna have biological children. I'm too sick, and my body honestly would not be able to handle it, and that makes me very sad. I've always wanted to have that. Whatever. I can always have a surrogate mother, or like foster or adopt or something. It's always cool. There's too many freaking kids in the world, man. I don't need to add to that. Okay, if you were to lose everyone you love, how would you slash would you move on? I don't know if I would move on, but if I did, it would involve moving far, far away from everything and everyone. Just having a blank slate for a good chunk of time, and then gradually re-remembering, I suppose. Because I rely so much on people and my connections with them, I take so many pictures and videos and chat logs and everything so I can remember people. So I imagine I would go through those a heck ton. If you ruled the world, how would you fix everything? So I actually thought about this in details last night, and okay. So, first off, fuck minimum wage and fuck basic living standards and just everything like that. There was this really cool experiment called Mincome. In Canada, where people basically were given, everyone had a guaranteed annual income, so everyone could live without working. Or, not so much live without working, but live without having to work three jobs or worry about, vast amounts of debt and such. Like, when you have to go to school full time, and then you have to pull out a loan to do that, and you have to pull out a loan not only paid for your tuition, but to pay for all of your living expenses. With Mincome, you wouldn't have to have worry about that, and then, like, when you don't make a whole whack ton of money to begin with, just anything can set you back. So, like, just having 20 grand there that you could use for your rent and your food, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. It was great. And then, you know, there's also you can work to earn more money so that you can have a better standard of life. And it wasn't a stress on the economy or anything. People actually worked pretty much the same amount. Men, I think, worked on average 3% less hours, women 4%, but that also could have been because they knew that their wouldn't change anything for them. Like, they still got paid for working extra hours, but, like, stuff and things like that. Like, they knew they could get by if they didn't work, is what I'm trying to say. And, it still kept the economy running in there. Like, people still went to work and everything. They just didn't have to worry. Like, because it costs more money to house homeless people and people living on the streets and just everything than giving them basic guaranteed income. Just, I think, would make a lot of things better. And it has been proven with a lot of projects. Like, I know there's Minicum in Canada, and there was another experiment in Sweden, I think, somewhere. And then free healthcare. Like, fuck having to pay for just going to the doctor for a checkup. That's, I think, ridiculous in America. And it's still ridiculous in Canada. I would have to pay so much money just to live. I think someone I was looking at was like $600 a month. And that's even still with shitty insurance. Yeah. Being sick is expensive. And I don't know. Like, communism in theory is freaking cool. But then there's also like, well, if everyone's paid the same, what goals would anyone have for like working harder and stuff like that? And it never works in actuality. So like, also higher taxes for people earning more money. Also, I don't know. Lots of things has to be done about dictatorship and not so great countries being not so great. Yep. Who are you most grateful for being in your life right now? That is a tough question. Huh. I kind of just want to say, people on Mumble. It's been really nice not to be so frickin' alone. So, yeah, you guys. Yeah. Okay, this was kind of fun. Bye.